If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is Insomnia Lovelock, a story of unslept love, written and read by Tabitha Rain. Insomnia grips me. Awake but in stasis. I should just get up, start my day, but it feels so wrong. Blood runs fizzy in my veins and my head throbs. Why can't I be one of the sexy insomniacs from the films, pounding the streets or hunched over a laptop writing wretched dark novels while chain-smoking with gaunt cheeks and staring eyes? No, I'm the useless kind. The kind that lies there in despair, caught between the half-worlds. And then I feel it. A nudge at my hip. Your cock pressing into me as you sleep. I reach down behind me, wrapping my fingers around it and pulse slowly. You groan and my clit jumps, suddenly fully awake and yearning. I keep hold of you and twist my body, jutting my buttocks back, and guide your cock to my now dripping pussy. I ease back onto you, rocking my pelvis to urge you in. Your cock starts twitching and you groan again. I'm suddenly ravenous for you and I push back, swallowing you up inside me with one leg cocked up. I thrust back onto you and your arm engulfs me, reaching up to grab at my breast and massage my nipple. There's a raw, feral need building between us now and you growl into the hair at my nape and nibble at the flesh on my shoulders. Stars burst in the periphery of my vision and I close my eyes, giving myself over to the sweet mounting between my legs. I want to suck on your wet cunt, you whisper, but I'm too desperate for your cock. No, no, fuck me, I reply. Harder. And you do, you do. You hug me tight to your chest and ram me ferociously from behind. I can feel every ridge of your dick thrusting up inside me and it makes me high. I fold in on myself, minuscule yet expansive, and start to unravel. Juices spill between us and your grunting throws me over the edge into climax. The twisting and pulsing of your own orgasm travelling up through your cock sends aftershocks of pleasure to my clit, and I'm writhing and convulsing in your grip, wanting you deeper still, to take over my body and soul with this moment. Obliterate me into orgasmic stars far away. You sigh as we calm, your breathing turning deep and slow as you drift back into sleep. Your arm softens its lovelock hold on me and I lie quiet as I can, trying to keep you here for as long as I can. Your cock is softening too and I'm trying to keep you inside me, tensing my pussy, but you slip out and turn away, dragging the covers with you. I lie with my breath held high in my chest, praying for sleep to come. If you'd like to read more from me, head to tabitharain.com, or to hear more sexy stories read aloud, visit girlonthenet.com/audioporn.